driving you home weekday afternoons. Interviews and news from right around the world. Unpredictable and fun. Sponsored by Ipswich Pro Drive. Wrap up your day with Dan Rennie in the evenings.
Hi folks, Chris Eaton here from the Round Mountain Girls. Just hanging out with Dan Rennie, 98.9 FM, having a chat. And I'm going to play a couple of songs. I'm solo today, so you've got to just imagine fiddles and banjos and drums and stuff behind me. So here we go.
Long before you changed my mind, I'm leaving this town behind. Gamble on a one-way ticket, I'm out of here. I'll see you soon in Marrakesh or maybe in Oman. Floating on a dead sea, we'd never feel more alive. Together we will not grow old, but one can only hope. Take this leap of faith, together we will go. I wouldn't want to ever live with what ifs on my mind. I'd rather have the memories of what we've left behind. The future that it predicts is yet to be foretold. And now it's changed, I'll have to wait the story to unfold. And bask in the knowledge of knowing nothing at all. I love you now, not always will. I love you now, not always will, forever yours. The clock moves on, I'm back alone, I'll never be the same. The pages keep on turning, but the story will remain. I'm glad I took that leap of faith, although I did get burnt. I'll take into the rest of life the lessons that I have learned. It doesn't seem surreal now, the closing of this door. We gave so much, we had a lot, but we have a fatal flaw. And I wouldn't want to ever live with what ifs on my mind. I love you now, and I always will. I love you now, and I always will. The future that it predicts is yet to be foretold. And now it's changed, I'll have to wait the story to unfold. Bask in the knowledge of knowing nothing at all. I love you now, and I always will. I love you now, and I always will. I love you now, and I always will. Forever
right, absolutely sensational. That is Chris Eaton from the Round Mountain Girls and with us live here in the studio this afternoon. Chris, good to see you again, my friend.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having us back in again. We love it here, so it's we always feel a bit honoured when we get invited, so thanks for having us.
My pleasure. One of my favourite bands to go and watch and listen to. And I don't know, I love the band, but I almost quite prefer that.
Yeah,
just
you've probably
you
not
solo.
Quite heard that, have you?
No,
it's a funny
this
story.
This time of the afternoon, it's quite nice.
It's beautiful, isn't it? There's a story behind that. My little boy plays now. He's 21 years old. He was in Canada doing the ski season, had a guitar with him, and he kept sending me these bits of this song, and he said, Dad, I've listened to this. And I said, mate, I really like that. can I nick it? Because it sort of got all these bits, but he couldn't quite manage it into a song. So it's a co-write with my youngest son. So,
that's got to be pretty special.
Oh, it's great, yeah. No, and I he's an APRA member now. You know, Australian Performing Rights Association. So he's
making all some money.
Up. Yeah, that's right. good 15 cents at least. Yeah. I reckon so
yeah,
far.
1 cent on Spotify if you like. Yeah.
So that'll go on the new album, which come out early next year or March next year. I think we're aiming for. So
all right. What's your story? Where are you from? How'd you begin?
I was playing pubs and clubs in Liverpool before I was old enough to be in them in the UK. And
quite a rich musical town.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was a great place to grow up and cut your teeth, you know. And if you weren't any good, they weren't afraid to tell you. And you know, so it's a pretty steep learning curve. And I say I probably started gigging in pubs in the UK when I was about 15. Mum and dad running me round, you know. My dad was about as straight as they come. You imagine flat cap and tie and cardigan, you know, driving me round.
Because what's the industry in Liverpool? It's a port town, wasn't it?
It's a port town, yeah. It's a rough, tough old town. And it's
if you don't do music, you work on the docks?
That's right, yeah, pretty well. So I worked at the same factory my dad worked at, and, you know, that was just the way it was then. And but music was always a real love for me, and they supported me all the way, although they hated all the long hair and they hated all the leather jackets. I was playing in rock bands then, you know, I had long hair and Gibson Les Paul and a Marshall Stack. And
were the Beatles an influence?
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah, that's what got me. That's why I started playing guitar. Christmas in England, it's dark and miserable outside, so snow's a bit of a myth, you know. It generally tends to rain a lot. So over the Christmas holidays, you stay and you watch telly, and I remember watching A Hard Day's Night by the Beatles, black and white film.
Oh, amazing.
I would have been about 9 or 10, and that was it. That's what I want to do. I just want to do that. And I got right into the music. All my mates were listening to The Sweet and T-Rex and David Bowie, and I was listening to the Beatles and 60s music, really. I was a bit of a weirdo, I suppose, at that point in time, according to my mates, but I think it all came round full circle.
It is.
The Beatles have been, had a bit of longevity, whereas some of the Bay City Rollers haven't. So.
The who?
There you go.
Yeah. I guess, how did we end up here? I mean, what you're doing now, I wouldn't consider rock and roll by any means. It's definitely got that folk feel about it. Country influence.
A bit of folk, bit of country, bit of Celtic. I was really influenced by some Celtic stuff when I was, you know, in my mid-20s, I suppose, and that's crept into it. And I think the band Round Mountain Girls is really a mismatch of all sorts of stuff.
I mean, because, I mean, in the previous records, we've had some cover songs from, like, you know, the Bangles and Wolf Mother. And
you're
things
one
like,
of your favourites.
You're one of my favourites. But, you know, I guess that does that go back to your sort of roots?
I think so. I love the sound of the banjo, but at that time I wasn't really into country music, if I'm honest. And in Liverpool, growing up as a kid, if you're into country music, you're seen as a bit of a weirdo, you know. It's just, and country music isn't big in England, full stop. I mean, that's just the honest truth. But I think...
Why is that, do you reckon? Just because of such a rock...
I think it's just
history.
Urban. It's urban. We don't have that. We haven't got open rolling fields of emptiness and, you know, nobody drives around in utes or, you know, there's no reason to wear a cowboy hat because the sun doesn't shine. So I think here we have that. We have that affiliation with agriculture in a way that we don't in England. And England tends to be a folkier feel, which is maybe where I've got this finger-picking thing from, because I do love English folk music. And but over once I started to learn the banjo, I got this real appreciation of country music, which I think is, and that's seeped into what we do as well. You know, I wouldn't claim to be an aficionado on the banjo by any means, but I think what we've done is we've melded it into our own sound in a way. And we got some great players in the band. You know, Chris Brooker writes some stunning songs. Rabbit on the Fiddle, he's
one of the best.
Yeah, you just want to watch him, you know. It's great. Chris Willoughby, who won't be touring with us this weekend, he's done his... So we're pulling in a few favours, actually.
Yeah, I heard he pulled a groin doing some gardening,
pulled
didn't he?
A groin tendon walking on his property somewhere, and he's not been able to move. We were recording last week in Byron. And we stayed overnight at the studio, and he was meant to put his stuff on the following day. And I went out and took him a cup of tea, slept in his van, and he was completely immovable. So I had to drive him home. He's had to pull out. We got 3 shows this week, one in Sydney, one in Brisbane, one in Melbourne. I've had to get some depths in. Good depths. You know, Wayne Kellett from Kevin Bennett and the Flood. He's
done
our Sydney show for us. A guy called Jeff Stokes, who played with the Aaron Daniels band. We used to bump into at Tamworth. He's a big fan of the band, so he was highly delighted that he's going to get a gig with us.
I'm still waiting for my call-up.
I didn't know you played the bass.
No, drums. So I've just break Rex's arm.
Oh, there you go. You know, we got a new drummer now.
Have you?
Oh, I've missed me...
You missed a chance, mate.
Nice. Sorry, yeah.
It's a free promo. You
young
never know.
A fella called Francois from, he's been out here a couple of years now, and he's a monster, so it's great. Yeah, very happy.
Excellent. Just to backtrack a bit, how did you end up here in Australia?
I actually did a 1 year. I was a full time teacher when I first emigrated, but I did in 2001. I did an exchange year with another Aussie teacher that was down the Central Coast. So I taught at Erina High School, and I lived at a place called Shelley Beach, just north of Terrigal, which people might know. So I spent a year there, and we were already surfing, and we were outdoor people. And my boys were little, and I just thought I'd just love to bring my kids up here. So we went back, put the papers in, and 2 years later, we're living in Cabarita Backpackers, Cabarita Beach. Four of us in a room half the size of this studio with two rucksacks between. I was wondering where the next paycheck was coming from. And me and the missus looking at each other across the table going, what the hell have we done? But it's all panned out. It's been great. I've been very lucky with the musical choices we've made, very lucky with the people we've met and where we've ended up. And I essentially live in paradise and have a wonderful, wonderful life. So it's all
living good. The dream.
I'm living the dream for sure. Yeah, definitely.
Well, we've got the new single to play, but would you like to do another little live one for us?
I'll have another go at one. Yeah, these are completely unplayed, by the way.
I got your notes here, so I know.
Yes, that's right. I've got paper in front of me because I'm not sure of the arrangements or the words, so I need cueing.
And the finger picking. Do you find that hard to sing and finger pick at the same time?
It's just sort of automatic now.
Yeah, right.
I think when I first started learning the banjo, the finger picking that I'd done was sort of useful, but because the banjo's got five strings on your right hand, but then only four. Strings down the other, and that sort of threw me for a while. It was a little bit confusing, but
that's why the ganjo is always a little bit
easier. It's a bit of a cop out there. This is a song called, at the moment it's just called Shocky. We've put the bed track down on the album,
but when's the new album hitting?
It'll be out in March. I've got an interesting gig in the summer, actually. I went on a surf trip to the Solomons, and I found an battered old guitar I hesitate to say resort because it's pretty rustic, just like traditionally built huts on stilts, and I surf all day, come back, have a strum at night, and then the second night the guy said, can you come back and do that for the season for me? What do you mean? He said, well, December to May. So like, I don't think I can do that, but I could maybe give you a couple of months. So I phoned the boys and said, who would mind missing Tamworth this year, because we've done it 8 years straight now, I think. And so they said, yeah, maybe time to do something else.
Right,
so I'm going to head out there for a couple of months, do some voluntary work, a little school on a tiny little island just across from where we'll be.
Sir, are certainly living the dream. Congratulations.
Okay. So this is a song called Shocky, and it's about a mate of mine who we're at uni with. He died very recently, real shock. Shocky, there's no pun intended. And this is really just about him and his... That's about him.
Chris Eaton of the Round Mountain Girls is live with us here on The Drive Show. Take it away.
Opened my eyes, but the sun had gone down. And when I heard the news, I was out of town. Whistle blew, but the train had gone. I thought I'd solve the puzzle, but I couldn't go on. I thought I knew the answer, but the question's wrong. There's a smile I hear and a soul I feel. The more I reminisce, the less it's real. 'Cause we laugh till we cry, then we laugh some more. We never saw it coming when you closed the door. No one saw it coming 'cause we need you more. We promised we'd live until tomorrow. House one was all we'd need to see us through. The endless days of dappled rays flowed on and shone, and we moved as one. When darkness came, we played the game, but it couldn't last forever. And I closed my eyes and the sun came out. And I could toy with a risk with my friends about. And then we'd do some coke, then we'd do some more. Always a half-empty pint glass on your floor. Fill the other half up, cause you need you more. We've promised that we'll live until tomorrow. House one was all we need to see us through. The endless days of dappled rays flowed on and shone, and we moved as one. When darkness came, we played the game, but it couldn't last forever. I opened my eyes, but the sun had gone down. And when I heard the news, I was out of town. The whistle blew, but the train had gone. Thought I'd solve the puzzle, but I couldn't go on. I thought I knew the answer, but the question's wrong. There's a smile I hear and a soul I feel.
Right on, Chris Eaton with us on the Round Mountain Girls. Thanks for hanging out with us, Asabi, singing some tunes for us.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having us. I say really appreciate it. And I say we're playing up in Brisbane Saturday night, so it'd be great if some people could get out of the Triffid. I haven't been to the Triffid.
There you go. It's a good one.
Sounds fantastic. With a big band from the UK called The Levellers, who are my idols. I think that's where the Celtic bit.
Right on, right on. Well, people can check out your website for all the details.
Really looking forward to it. Thanks so much. Thanks for having us.
Here is the new track from the band featuring on the forthcoming album in March. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. We're very excited. It's a great track. Chris Brooker, very dark song. He's written a dark one.
He's a dark fella, isn't he?
He is a dark fella, yeah.
Right on. See ya.
Cheers, mate.
Time to explain those reasons why.